Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Detention Podcast. I'm your host, Davey. With me, I have my usual co-hosts, Esau, Maya, and Ben. How are you guys doing?
I am doing quite well. Oh, fuck, I have a quiz due in like 20 minutes. No, wait, no, never mind, I'm good.
I'm pretty good. I'm feeling kind of special today.
Why?
I'm wearing my special shirt.
Did adults come back?
Yeah. It says I'm special.
Broke off. Never mind.
So I have an actual story. So fucking when I was in elementary school, I had this friend, and he was
had a kid, dude.
He was cool. I have no idea what the fuck happened to this fool, but he gets a note one day saying he has to go to fucking like special classes during recess, and so he was like, we were trying to tell him, we're like, bro, that means like you're special ed, and he didn't know what that meant. And he was like, yeah, it means I'm like this one of the smartest kids in school. They're gonna put me in the special classes. And then he's there for like 20 minutes, and then he comes out and he's like, God, I'm retarded.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, I hated that extra class bullshit. So I live in a Spanish speaking household. Like my dad's from Mexico, my mom speaks a lot of Spanish. And of course, that's on my fucking transcript or whatever they call it. So fucking throughout all of elementary school, every year they were like, well, we got to make sure you take an English proficiency test to make sure you can speak English. And I was like, I passed it last year. What do you fuck? Why do I have to keep checking? Am I going to forget? I'm here every day. I have the highest reading level. I aced the fucking STAR exam.
Yeah, but you're Hispanic, and we got to make sure that you're aligned with our American ideals.
Take back my entire story. I forgot I'm Hispanic. Ugh.
Yeah, one of our friends used to do that. It starts with the L. She used to complain all the time. She's like, I have to take this test. I'm like, why do you have to take the test? And she's like, because my parents speak Spanish, and they're trying to make sure that I speak English. And I'm like, are we talking English right now? She's like, yeah, I pass it every time. It's really stupid stuff. And she showed me like a question on there, and it's like, the cat ran to the store.
What was
the subject? Yeah, I'm kind of like over exaggerating, but the questions are very.
I can't think of a single friend that's Hispanic that has an L in their name.
So there's a little quick change to the Patreon that I want to make or tell or talk about. So the Patreon I have been having trouble keeping up with, as far as you guys have always been getting the episodes as soon as they've been done being edited, at least audio. As far as the video is concerned, the video feels a little different. So what I think I'm going to do is on Wednesday, the audio will be on all streaming platforms. Usually Tuesday, it'll be on Patreon. And on Fridays, YouTube will get it. That way, the YouTube version is a little more uncut. It has a little less edits. And you guys can, like, because, like, on video, it feels weird if I cut from, like, conversation to conversation. So for the video podcast, it will be a little longer. It'll be a little more uncut, but it will come out Fridays from now on. And then as far as bonus episodes go, you know, as $5, you get the bonus episodes when we make them, and those are going to be, you know, uncut, just us shooting the shit, and you guys will get those, and only you guys. So,
hell yeah.
So there's that, and Patreon is going to be super important because it's the best way to help us, because we are raising money for a quote-unquote season 3 type deal, where we want to record these together. We want to record these in person, but we don't have the equipment for that. And with the Patreon, it's going to help us directly fund that. But as well as the Patreon, our merch store has finally dropped. The shirts are the best way, if not the Patreon, to directly just give us money. If you want something out of it, you get a cool shirt. The designs are cool. I think they look fucking simple, but they look fucking sick, honestly. So if you guys would like a shirt, they will be at thedetentionofficial.com, and you can click the little shop icon, and you guys can buy a shirt, a sweater, or a long sleeve. So as far as the promoting shit, I just wanted to do that real quick. But have you guys, beyond that, have you guys been hearing what's going on Twitch?
With like DMCA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So DMCA, for anyone who doesn't know, is basically the law that protects musicians. And that's all well and good, right? Like, we want to make sure that people get paid for their work. But video game music is getting DMCA'd now?
Oh, really? Yeah.
On a video game streaming platform.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. Mm. I was like, wait, that's the thing that's flagging everyone? But I forgot you're talking about Twitch.
Yeah, yeah. So Music on Twitch is getting, like, video games is getting fucking DMCA takedown. And Twitch is like, well, just turn off the game music. It's like...
Of course. Just play in silence, dude.
Yeah. So, of course, DMCA is a stupid, you know, law at times because it's meant to protect artists and give them their money. At the same time, record labels are just collecting the money anyway. So, like, the law doesn't really protect artists, as well as the fact that... Twitch is not really an alternative to playing your music. You know what I mean? Like, right. So if you don't, and my thing is, like, I blame Twitch just as much as I blame DMCA, because DMCA never says, hey, make these people lose their channels, you know? Make these people their channels on Twitch are just gone. DMCA didn't make them do that. Twitch is just doing that instead of just fucking deleting the VODs with the music.
Mm-hmm.
And giving them strikes and shit. So the people at Twitch are just pieces of shit for all I'm concerned, because they're just taking people down for unnecessary reasons.
I have a question about that.
What's up?
So, like, you're talking video game music, as in, let's say the game makes their own music. Yeah. They're getting DMC'd for that, or they're getting DMC'd for, like, let's say Fortnite put a Drake song in there, and they're getting DMC'd for that.
No, so a good example is Destiny 2. They have a song made for the game that's licensed through a specific company, and uh-huh. that game got DMCA'd. So video game music made for the games is getting DMCA'd.
Okay.
Which is stupid.
Yeah.
Because music in a game is one of the parts of experiencing a game. Like, imagine if the developers of Celeste were just taking you down for playing their game. You know what I mean?
I'm glad they're an indie game.
Honestly,
please,
yeah.
Play your game.
Please. It's just stupid. I just hate fucking greedy companies trying to, you know, make the most money off of small creators or creators in general because they want to make some extra money.
Yeah. Well, the thing with that is the fact that they don't see small creators. They see a lot of creators.
Yeah.
And that's appealing to them because they know they can make not just a quick buck, but a big buck off of all. Yeah.
Mm. I just, what strikes a nerve with me mostly is, like, DMCA particularly, as a musician, like, and I'm taking music, like, business classes, musicians don't make shit off of off of streams, you know what I mean? They don't make a damn thing. There are musicians with a million plus followers, millions of followers that make fucking pennies from streaming. And greedy record labels are fucking taking advantage of these fucking, these laws, like, for YouTube and Twitch to make money, and as much as that's shitty, Twitch is equally as shitty because they don't need to take people's channels down. They're just fucking choosing to for whatever fucking reason.
I don't know.
It does sound big dumb. Because, like, what's the last game that you, like, everybody, what's the last game that you played?
Mario 64. I don't know. I haven't played a game recently.
Cold War?
When was that? Mm-hmm. So, like, Cold War doesn't have a lot of... Oh, you were playing Cold War?
Dude, no, Cold War has a lot of fucking...
I was thinking of Modern Warfare. Like... I'm thinking of, like, Warzone and, like, when you're driving. Mm-hmm. But I was playing... I just got Cold War. I got to play more Cold War. It's fun. But there's a lot of music in there, like you said. There's a lot of copyright music in there, too. Mm-hmm. And for them to be stupid and be like, hey, just turn it off. There are scenarios where the music is literally chosen and made for a specific moment, and if you turn off the music, if you even can, it destroys the moment.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of games like that, like horror games are like that. Their music is made to build suspense. Exactly. If you're walking around, yeah, sure, you'll get startled, but, like, it doesn't build the ambiance that the fucking mm-hmm. normal games have. And there are other games with just great music. The Final Fantasy games have great music. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff that Square makes just has great music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, all that shit all would be just ruined through this. Like, you can't experience that with your fans.
Yeah. That's a fantastic point.
And I know people are going to say, just don't play it on Twitch, play it on your own. That's kind of, but their job is to kind of play this shit on Twitch. If that shit's popping off, like, oh no, this multi-million-dollar company doesn't like the fact that their music's in their own game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the problem with, like, that is, like, so developers are putting copyrighted music in the games, and I think that's dumb, right? Because they know a lot of people who play the game stream it. But also, music licenses are so fucking weird that people who, you know, make music for the game aren't necessarily the developers. They're musicians that were contracted to make the music and still have royalties to that music. So, you know, when you play the game and you get DMCA'd, it's not necessarily even the developers. It's probably licensing that, you know, and PROs that are going to a certain, you know, creator or a certain musician, you know, and because the video, you know, the music industry is so weird and there's a lot that goes into it that it's very hard to be like, hey, this company or this game owns the music in its entirety, you know? If as long as you have a writing credit at all, then you're going to get money from every play that it gets.
So you're saying like if a company has a song in there, someone had to make it, and that person that made it has a little bit of the rights to it, even if it's barely. So they should make money every time it's played. It's not just the company saying it. There's also this subcategory of this person that their ghostwriter, I'll say, their ghostwriter that made it, that they're getting the money.
Let's say that I made a song for the next fucking, let's say I had a song in Miles Morales, right?
The next Among Us 3.
Yeah, let's say I had a song in there, and because I made a song, I have a songwriting credit. Now I get PRO royalties, but also that means the company needed or anyone who uses that music needs a mechanical license to put it, not a mechanical, but a different license to put it in their game. Meaning every game that's sold, I get money for that sale. But if people are streaming the game, and it's being played publicly, those are PRO royalties that are not going to a specific artist. And that's where it gets really wishy-washy, because the publishers own it, but there are royalties involved with every song you listen to. And it's really fucking complicated.
I know that you and even Maya and Isol too, like you guys all deal with music in a different category. You know, one's in band, one's producing music. I'm not going to say anything about that. But you guys can attest to how hard that means the musicians work to just make a song, even if it versus a band versus someone who's making it on their own, it's still a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I get why some people are like, I want money for my work. And I understand that. But to the idea of this, where you're playing a video game and you open a chest and this 10-minute song plays, I don't know why that's really bad design. And now you're getting a whole person's other career, another person's career taken down because of money that's getting, or you want the money from that, basically. That's so weird to me.
The license I was thinking about was called a sync license, by the way.
A sync license.
Yeah, that's for like games and movies and shit.
Yep, sync
license. That's where you used to wash your hands and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't watch.
It's complicated as shit. I'm just gonna ignore that you said that. But I don't know. It's complicated and it's weird. But I think like Twitch in itself deleting people's channels is fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's a very difficult position that Twitch is in because of the kind of content that they hard pushed for this kind of content. Like Twitch is a gaming hub.
Yeah.
And the issue is the fact that now that I guess the fucking gaming world has changed because of fucking greedy ass bitches, like they're put in a weird position where they have to side with the other companies because that's kind of who's funding them. Aside from Jeff Bezos himself.
Well, not even that. It's the law. They have to oblige it, right? They have to do something about the VODs and shit that have the music.
Yeah.
But as far as I'm concerned, like if your computer can detect that there is a song in there, they already mute it. And if not mute it, you can delete the VOD, you know?
Bro, just like auto-delete VODs that have music.
Yeah.
Bro, it's just like, don't use music, duh.
As far as I can tell, there is no way to appeal a strike either. So, because YouTube has strikes, but there's appeals and there are times where you can get rid of strikes, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I've had a strike on the channel for copyright, but again, that was false and I got that appealed. But
struck back.
There are at least ways to appeal, you know? And so, without those ways to appeal, I just don't see it being a good system to have people just, like, lose their fucking Twitch channels. For like literally seconds worth of music, you know, And YouTube's not perfect either. Like, in, you know, when we played Mario Odyssey, that game gets fucking copyright to hell. I had to fuck with every cutscene. Like, I would film the cutscenes on my phone as we were talking over it and then put it in the video.
Oh, I remember that. You would, like, show it way over here.
Yeah. Like, on my fucking Adobe Premiere, and I'd get really upset and, like, just sit there recording it. And then there's also, like, the fact that, like, if you get a copyrighted song in your channel, it won't strike you necessarily, but it will give the money that you make on that video to a company, the record copyright label. And or the publisher, yeah, it's the publisher who owns copyright. They'll give the money there, and that's bullshit in itself too. But also, it makes more sense than just deleting the channel.
Definitely.
So it's like there are ways to go around it, and Twitch is just doing it wrong. And I think, you know, people being mad is justified, but also people who aren't listening and not taking down those VODs are equally as stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we've gone into that before.
Also, really unfortunate because the thing is that all Twitch did was send an email being like, "Yo, send an email out, or you might want to delete all your VODs."
Mm.
And the issue with that becomes the fact that some people who are super vigilant about their VODs, they make sure that there's hardly any singing, there's zero music, they even like yell over music that's in the background and just in case. Even their shit will end up getting fucking yeeted. Like, it's like, I know I follow a Twitch streamer, and he was like, "Yeah, I haven't got that email, so I think I did really well." And then eventually, he finally got that email, and he was like, "Yeah, I had to eat all of my fucking work." And he's been on Twitch since before it was like a popular thing. He's a really old Twitch streamer, and all of his shit just gone down the drain.
That's shitty. And I think, like, if they've been careful and like they made sure, I don't think they should have anything to worry about as far as, and because like if Twitch fucking gets rid of them, Twitch is just fucking wrong and stupid, of course. But like, you know, we were talking to a friend about certain streamers that I just don't care, you know, they're not gonna delete me off the platform. And it's like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, if they get rid of you, it's like, it sucks, but I don't, how can I feel bad when you literally said, nah.
Yeah.
No.
You know, and, you know, I won't get too much into that because we got had a whole fucking stream about it, but
before we, get into the whole circle.
Yeah,
of this talk that we have, that I hate Twitch. Follow me on Twitch, by the way.
Oh yeah, follow Dr. Rumbo on Twitch. Get him to affiliate. He's really close.
Yeah, this is just a meme at this point. But speaking of games and like DMCA, I wanted to talk about video game music just a little bit before we move to like the next topic. Because I was editing the other day, and a song hit me, and it was for Mario Dance Dance Revolution. And for those of you who don't know, it's imagine Dance Dance Revolution, the one with like the arrows, and you step on the arrows. Imagine that on the GameCube,
right?
And there's a mat, and you it's literally that, but with Mario. It's fucking good. But the music on there is so good. I was listening to it one time when I was streaming, and I forgot because I was watching the video again of a scene, and they were dancing, and the point was to dance to get these Koopas to stop picking these carrots. I don't remember. It was a really stupid premise, but it cuts to this Koopa. And he's trying to pull up the carrot, but as he's pull, it doesn't look like he's trying to pull up the carrot. It looks like he's just humping the carrot. It's really as funny. Yes, as you do. But besides that, it's a very, very good song. And I wanted to ask you guys, what's your favorite like game that you remember / just a music from that game? Because for me, like Mario, like I said, that Dance Dance Revolution one is very... when I hear a song, I have so much nostalgia for it. That one, when I hear like Marvel vs. Capcom 3, the same, I picture my brother right next to me, like playing the game, like those kind of things. But so I'll open it to you guys. What music do you remember that brings back such vivid memories for you from a game?
So I'm going to not hit the obvious one for me. And I'm actually going to go with Mega Man X5. That was the first Mega Man game I ever played. And I think I had it for PlayStation 1, and it wasn't good. Full stop. It wasn't great. The gameplay is Mega Man, whatever. But there was much like random things with the endings and whatnot that you could just get the bad end by doing everything right.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. I just ended up getting the bad end every time. But the thing is, the fucking beginning, the intro music was incredibly
That's a lot for me too.
In my opinion. And every time I heard the intro music, I would like fucking, I feel that nostalgia. I'm like, yeah, this is the shit.
Yeah, I was the same thing because I couldn't beat the first level in a lot of games. So it's always the first two levels that
mine I have. Is, of the song. Megalovania from Undertale.
I love Megalovania. What about you, Maya?
I don't know why, but the first thing that I thought of was like back when we had like the first Xbox.
Okay.
And
like OG one?
Yeah.
Ooh, I have and one, but
okay. We had Madagascar.
Oh, dude, that game's lit.
We I had that game. I fucking love that game. And just like the background music. It was funky, but it's like, I don't know.
Do you want to do a Madagascar Let's Play?
Yes. Can I play
I'm
it?
Hella, I'm hella
yeah, down. Hell yeah.
Can we actually do a Madagascar gameplay?
I have like, it for the 360.
I'm hella down, dude. I have it for the GameCube.
But yeah, dude, I'd be down to do a Let's Play for that.
Dude, I actually want to play. My favorite levels were like the penguin levels.
Yeah.
So good. That one and...
On the boat?
Yeah, dude, that's is the boat one because it was so like it's so good.
That game was weirdly hard at times.
Yes! Yeah, I don't think I ever passed it.
I beat it once. I just stopped. I think I used a cheat code actually. Oh, cheat codes, those are cool. What about you, David? Before we get into the Madagascar pit of level design and music, what's your favorite like music genre or not? But music from a game.
I had two, but also don't let me forget my April Fool's videos on my channel is going to be Madagascar. So I had two. So Kingdom Hearts had a really good soundtrack, and Kingdom Hearts 2, they have two really good soundtracks, and I remember their music vividly. But the song that resonates with me the most is on the Mario Sunshine file select.
Mario Sunshine Files. Oh, I know what song you're talking about. I can't remember, but I know what
it's so when the title screen comes up and then it like comes down into the file select and then there's the music. That song is like the coolest opening to me because it's just so feel good and I enjoy playing it every time. But also like Mario Galaxy had that fucking really beautiful orchestra rendition or an orchestra played most of the soundtrack. It was really fucking good. So Mario Galaxy or Sunshine, probably.
That would be so crazy. I wanted to bring this up because of like DMCA, like imagine our childhood games and we're like, hey, let's play it on the channel. You know, we played Madagascar. We played freaking Mega Man X5. We played any You Are Mr. Gay, you know?
Yeah. Also, Cars, like the OG Cars game. Dude, that game's
good. I have it for the GameCube. That game's good. I hated the racing parts, the Grand Prix parts, because you would just go in a circle and you're like, oh, I won. Let's
get it. We just got to do a marathon of all the fucking licensed games, like Chicken Little.
I never played that one.
It's really bad, but I played it like hella.
The point I was making is like all these childhoods and all these memories are going to, if we want to play it and then we get like DMCA'd on like YouTube, it's like, you can't play this anymore. You can't do this. And you're like, I just want to experience this with an audience, you know?
Yeah.
And that's so sad to me.
Like in theory you could do it live but not have VODs because they I think they're only detecting VODs.
It sucks.
But yeah.
That really sucks.
I mean least on YouTube you can appeal shit and like
Yes. At least that and then it comes like fair use and all that.
Can we set that up though when I get back?
Not even
I'm down. Let's do it. Yeah.
I'm really down because I really want to play that game again.
Yeah, well, we might as well say like Maya probably won't be on next episode unless we record early, but I think we'll just, you know. So as I will probably just like figure out a time to record maybe a bonus episode this week with Becca, or we'll have Becca on next episode to fill in. Because we mean to have Becca on considering she joined, but the first video with Becca is out right now. It came out last night.
I watched it. It was funny.
Okay, cool. I thought it was funny.
I fucking edited out Randy's bit. I have no idea what the fuck Randy was saying.
Bro, I had no idea what the fuck this fool was saying.
Yeah, no,
wait, what part? It's when we're doing the presentation, right?
Yeah.
Bro, I was sitting there and I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck this dude's saying. I watched this 3 times.
Yeah, dude, I did that when I was editing the Valorant video. When you were like, get my op, I literally listened to that thing like 4 or 5 times, and I was like, I literally like doubled my volume and I shoved my like this, and I was like, huh?
What? Did
huh?
What?
Yeah.
What?
I should have. That would have been funny. But I already made fun of him for like his stutter. I was like, I'm bullying too much. I gotta chill.
Oh, yeah, when you
can do anything.
Oh
my god!
Didn't I say right after he said that? Like, oh, he said to get his up there.
No, I don't remember. I think he was. It's up there, and I got it. But his audio was behind, so I had to like move it, because I don't know why, but your audio just kept continually going behind. I don't know, even though I synced it up. And then
shit desyncs hella easily. Mm-hmm. That's just,
and then I was like, why? And then I was like, oh yeah, he said it afterward, because I think I was teabagging him, or I was doing something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what happened. It was really, really, really funny to me. I was like, that's so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that, I hate that kind of stuff.
I've been thinking about doing editing tutorials for the Patreon, just because like desyncing is so fucking weird, because it has to do with like the rate that you're recording at, like just time in general when you're recording, but also frame rates and how they don't align. It's fucking weird, dude.
Yeah, because isn't if someone's like recording in 60 and then versus someone that's in 30, that'll fuck it up, or no?
It will. You'll eventually desync.
Yeah, because that's what it was happening to, I think, me, because I do it in 30. I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure that's what was happening. And the whole frame things again, we were talking about last podcast, right, with the whole PS5 and the 60 frames or whatever.
Yeah.
Didn't the PS5 just come out, actually?
Yeah, mm-hmm. it just came out.
I'm not going to get any
I
of
want
them.
It so bad. I want it.
I want the PS5, if anything.
The PS5 only, dude, I've been watching a playthrough of Miles Morales. It's so good, it makes me want a PS5.
I'm not watching anything about it, just because I want to play it myself, but like...
Well, I'm not gonna get it, so that's the only reason I'm watching it. But it makes me want.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
No, my thing is like, a dollar. My thing is like, since I'll eventually get the PS5 probably when the PS5 Pro comes out, you know. I'm gonna get it just because like I see there's a reason to, because I want to play the exclusives on PlayStation 5. And if I had money on for an Xbox, I don't know if I would even get it, because I don't see there's any games really appealing to me right now.
Isn't just Halo like the only one?
But whenever it comes out.
Assassin's Creed one that's coming out.
It's not an exclusive, is it? It's...
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It might be a time exclusive.
Maybe a time one, but because Assassin's Creed always comes to PlayStation.
Are you getting the Xbox, Maya?
No.
Are you getting a PS5? You're switching? Or are you not going to get any?
No. Sick.
I'm not getting either of them.
No, for Christmas.
Not
say
yet.
For Christmas, someone gets you something, right? Let's say you win the lottery, I don't know, and it's perfect for either one console, right? Which would you get?
The PS5 solely for Miles Morales.
Really? Wow. Dude, and she's diehard Xbox. Dude, Spider-Man, dude, he'll make a girl change from Xbox to PS5.
Bro, honestly, like PS5 just has the better exclusives. Like, Miles Morales is like, for a console seller for me, just because I really loved the first Spider-Man game. I'd be hella down to play Spider-Man on the channel. That shit was so cool.
Does it have music in it, though? Because like the thing we were just talking about, DMC, that's what
sucks. I don't think it does.
It's one of those, like, we want to share these things.
I play it.
Yeah.
My thing is, like, Miles Morales probably has more music, because Miles as a character is aesthetically different.
Yeah.
Like, Miles is just a different character. Yeah. Bro, me and my friend were all pissed because Miles J's got switched to Adidas. In development, his J's are gone. It's so sad.
I did see.
He ain't got J's on his feet anymore. J's on my feet. I can't say that. My bad.
I was genuinely like really sad.
Imagine he just has Tim's on. Like, guys, he's the ultimate character.
He's got Tim's.
There are some scenes where he has Tim's on. Spoiler.
Let's go.
His face went from to.
Hold up, I'm gonna go through the 4 hours.
He's from New York, he has to have Tim's.
I don't know.
Peter Parker wouldn't wear Tim's. But I like Miles as a character. Miles is just like my favorite Spider-Man. Just because, like, I don't know, I relate. He's like, he has Hispanic heritage.
It's one of my favorite superheroes. Not the Miles Morales, but Spider-Man in general. Just the idea of Spider-Man.
Yeah, absolutely. Miles
Morales, he's such a good Spider-Man. I love
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man's like my favorite.
Yeah, I know I've talked about this on the podcast, so I'll keep it short. I don't remember what episode, so you should put the number
you
right
have
there.
A Spider-Man on your bed.
Oh yeah, it's what gets the ladies, dude.
he turns around. It's like that Spider-Man that gets his ass slapped in that one meme.
Look at that, dude! I forgot I had him on my bed. Ooh, look at Chalet. Watch, hold up. Get out of here. I'm gonna hang it up like a fanboy. You know how they like wear it over and they're like, "Let's go," you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Thank you for the people who listen in. I've said this already, so I'll like go fast. But the Spider-Man for me when I grew up, he was the nerd, and you know I was the nerd, and he got the girl, and I wanted to get the girl, you know, the type of thing, and just that vibe of him being this nerd, the straight A student type of thing, jumbling a job, saving the world in school was just so interesting to me, and the idea of a superhero being actually intelligently smart. You know, like to like Iron Man type of thing, but like he wasn't rich. Spider-Man, that's what was really cool to me as well.
Yeah,
it's so inspiring, so inspiring. Like to be like have the brains, get the girl, have the muscles, have the powers type of thing. It's so, so inspiring, and that's why I developed my own web slingers. Watch this, guys. I don't have them. No. So I was talking to my mom today. It was so weird. There was a web slinger on the TV for a commercial because my cousins were over, so they were watching the kids' channel. And they had the web shooters, but they weren't webs, they were darts. And I'm like, Mom, she's like, what? I'm like, Mom, do you remember when you got me the Spider-Man web slinger? And she's like, yeah, it was a silly string. So when you pumped it, was like a aerosol can, and you pumped it, and it just it's coming out of the silly string. Oh, dude, I wanted to be Spider-Man so fucking bad. I still want to.
I remember my grandma got me one. And, like, as I was a kid, I thought, like, oh, this is going to work. You know, like, it worked on the commercial. Yeah. So I remember I jumped off of something and shot it, and then the silly string came out and I fell.
You don't understand, Mom. He was swinging in the commercial. Return it. It is not working.
It's like, this obviously doesn't work. I want to be Spider-Man.
You know, even though it was silly string, I still wanted it. But I was a girl, and I didn't need boy toys.
You did it.
I don't like that phrase.
Yeah, Maya, you're a girl, you don't need boy toys.
Yeah.
But you know you're fucking buying all the web slingers you can fucking buy now, am I right? Like displayed on her fucking like counter, just like, oh.
I have like a whole shell.
Yeah,
I got
she does. Her room. It's creepy.
I have a question. So if you had an exuberant amount of money, like a stupid rich amount, and you wanted to spend it on a stupid childhood item or just something stupid, say, what's the stupidest expense that you would get with a bunch of money?
From like your childhood?
Anything. Just like it can be like childishly stupid, but like if you have a bunch of money, what are you going to buy?
There's this is so stupid, but there's two GameCube games that I regret like scratching, or three games that I'll say. Sly Cooper 3, the Wind Waker, I just couldn't beat the first level, so I didn't like it on the GameCube. Yeah. And then one more on GameCube, and it just escaped me. Either Beautiful Joe, and then there's one more, because that one I just made up. Fuck, what is it called? I can't remember, but Melee, Super Smash Bros. Melee. I had Melee, and I didn't like it, because I didn't know what it was. I would get all of those, and then a new GameCube with a pro controller for Smash, and then just play that. I want to play the old games that I was fortunate to have, but stupid and didn't take care of them. That's what I would get.
Same.
Honestly, that sounds like a pretty appealing idea. Yeah. Like I would like, I don't know, like all the games.
Dildo.
Like all the games that I played like as a kid, I would probably want to get those again, because I think we sold them or something. I don't know.
It's like
I know, because I know I played all the Fable games.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know where they are. So, like, now I have them on my Xbox, like, just downloaded.
Yeah.
And, like, so sometimes I'd like to revisit.
Yeah.
That's me. I love to replay old games that I've played. I like to everything I do at some point. Like, I rewatch anime, reread manga. I replay video games all the fucking time. Yeah. Even though I have, like, 9 that I'm not finished with yet. Do you guys ever get that? Where you, like, start something you're genuinely excited for and you never finish it?
Because yeah, any of my videos.
I have 3 that are literally, like, that I told you about it.
Yeah. The entire Davey catalog.
For me, it's God of War, Horizon Zero Dawn. I'm literally on the, like outside of the last boss. Bro, God of War, I stopped. And then I forgot the other one. Sekiro. But those two, Sekiro, thank you. I started Sekiro as well. I was excited for God of War, Sekiro, and Horizon. I pre-ordered all of them.
I want to play Sekiro.
Dude, Sekiro's fun, dude. I think Sekiro and Horizon, I waited like outside of the GameStop for, not even joking, to get it. And I played Sekiro like twice, and I couldn't beat like one of the like mini bosses. And then I quit. And then God of War, I just stopped. I don't know why. I think it like something was going on in my like relationship. No, it wasn't relationship. Just something in my life, I think, and I just didn't want to play games anymore. And then the Horizon Zero Dawn, I like waited so long to beat that game because I loved it. The gameplay of it, the scenes were beautiful, the music was beautiful again with the music. The creatures were inventive and just, it was so awesome. And I got to the last boss and I was like, I'll beat it tomorrow. And I was like, I'll beat it tomorrow the next day. And I just did not want to beat it because I don't want it to end.
Yeah.
But then DLC came out and I was like, I gotta play it now. I gotta start all over.
So before I move on, to answer the last question, a DDR machine was mine.
A DDR machine.
Right now. Like an arcade one, I would fucking buy that, put it in my home. But as far as like things I pick up and don't finish, pretty much any game I play, I just don't finish it.
A lot now. That's why the shooters, because I don't have to finish.
Yeah, I've been getting better about finishing games lately. I'm still working on Octopath right now, but I play that like by myself, you know. That's probably what Miles is probably going to be for me when I get it, to play by myself. But I do want to play Sekiro. I'll play Sekiro on stream.
Stream it.
Tim's percent. Do a Tim's percent. The speed run.
By the way, you guys check the Snapchat. Tim's.
Oh my god.
All right, what about you? Is there like a game or something you just start then stop? Is it Fable? Please don't tell me it's Fable.
No.
She's like, I finished that bitch.
A few times.
I actually held the speedrun for Fable.
I'm currently a world record champion.
I would not like put it against her to be like, oh yeah, I held the speedrun for Fable 2 and Fable 1.
Why would you say it in that order? That made me laugh.
wait, what was the question again?
Something like that you're kind of like, you like to start it, but you always end up stopping, you never restart it. At least not for a long time.
Zelda.
Which one?
Any of them.
No, that's fair. That's fair. No, that's fair.
Okay, then what's one that you started that you remember that you're like, I can't finish this? Or what was your
I don't know, but I know I had it on the Wii.
Was it
the one I have it on the Wii?
Twilight Princess?
Probably.
That's Twilight Princess.
There's one that you turn into a dog is Twilight Princess, and then the one where you fly and the clouds are yellow, that's Skyward Sword.
Skyward Sword fucking sucks.
You know what's really funny?
What?
Twilight Princess. I claim to be a Zelda fan. I think I've played 3 Zelda games to completion. Or at all.
I played Twilight Princess, I played Skyward Sword to completion, and I hated it. I remember stopping Twilight Princess early. And then I came like back 3 months because I think a girl that I liked it really liked it. And I played it again. I was like, I don't know what to do. And I got annoyed with the person because the person always is like, oh, you got to do this. And I'm like, oh, thank God. She tells me like I'm a fucking child. So I remember. And I was at the last boss and I beat it. And I was like, this game sucks.
I've beaten Link 2 or Zelda 2, Link's whatever, Return of Link or some shit. I've beaten Link to the Past. I'm working on Link Between Worlds right now. I touched Breath of the Wild and just never got into it. I wouldn't mind playing it again. I've also
Still have it.
Wind Waker.
Oh, I want to play that one again so bad.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's...
I played the one on the DS where you're not on a boat, but it's not the one with the boat with the dragon.
Oh, Spirit Tracks.
No,
I was about to say
Phantom Hourglass. Phantom Hourglass.
I was going to say Phantom Hourglass too, but I always say Phantom Hourglass referring to Phantom Track or Spirit Tracks.
I think that's also what I do. That one, I think I played through one of them on the Game Boy Color.
Link's Awakening. There's also Spiritual Oracle of Seasons.
And Link to the Past.
Either that one or Four Seasons. I know I had Four Seasons, but I don't know if I've played it. Mm-hmm. And I know I've touched the first one. I don't know if I finished it. Frankly, mm-hmm. I don't even know if I finished this. I know I finished the DS game because I actually made it a point to 100% the game. And I did the same thing with Breath of the Wild.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't find all the Korok seeds, though.
Yeah, I was about to say the Korok seeds are like an ass or a bitch.
Speaking of DS, I wonder how my Nintendogs are doing.
Did you just pick up your Nintendo DS to look at your Nintendogs?
Huh?
Did you just pick up your Nintendo DS to look at your Nintendogs?
My little cousin, my mom gave them to my little cousins, so they all have the them. Like the DS, because like we weren't using them, so she found them and gave them to him with all of our games. I was like,
"That's rude." I get why, but like that's still rude. Like ask.
Yeah. I had a. Sorry, Issa. I had it was the Phineas and Ferb game.
I also had the Phineas and Ferb game.
It was badass.
I remember like not knowing what the fuck to do.
Yeah. It was fun. I had that one, of course, the Nintendogs and all that. And then I had Coraline.
On the DS? That was a game. Yeah.
I remember
the only reason why I had it is because I traded it with some girl on the bus.
What did you trade it for?
I can't remember. I know it was a game that I hated, but like she wanted it. She's like, I'll trade you. I was like, all right.
Bit bitch. So my DS, I always lost the stylus to them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bought a fucking pack of them.
So what I used to do is just grab anything that was on the floor that had a sharp point.
So bro, I have this unearthed memory
of my DS.
No. Me and Esau would play Mario on the bus.
What?
Yeah, on the way to fucking winter shows, me, you, and another guy, we would play our DSs on the bus.
I almost have a memory. You are almost giving me a memory, David.
No, bro, I forgot about that.
I remember PictoChat, but I wasn't with you guys.
But I was in middle school, so like it was middle school and maybe high school, but like
you did it in high school.
I was flirting with the girl on PictoChat, dude.
Was that me?
I know for sure it was you. And then also the guy we know who has like a stutter. It was on the way to Pismo.
Are you sure that wasn't M?
He had no. It was you.
Can we talk about his pull style, dude?
I know for sure it was you. But that was a memory I just have not thought about in years. And I remember there was this vending machine in Pismo that took gold coins, like the gold dollar coins.
That gave gold coins.
It gave gold coins. But the thing is, if you put the gold coin in, it just went directly to the bottom, but it still counted your purchase. Like it would give it back, but you said you paid a dollar. So I just kept doing that and filled my bag with Cokes and with one coin.
Jesus Christ, you hog, dude. You're deviant.
I was like, oh, give my coin back. And look, it says a dollar. And I just push it and it just kept giving me sodas. And I'm like, oh, let's go.
You just robbed and fucking blind.
That's another business you can't interfere with.
But
back to the DS thing. So I had like I would just grab anything, right? And I would just scratch the shit out of my DS. And one time my mom would get pissed, like, don't do that, you're gonna scratch up the screen. And it was many years later that I found the DS and I opened it and I was trying to touch it, and literally it was just cross hatches of scratches all over the bottom. And I would try to like move it with my finger and it was just it would just go like over, like just bumps, and it would just not count it. And I'm like, oh,
makes sense.
I get why my mom didn't want me to use that bobbin. I would break bobbins in half and then use that
pin.
Why didn't you just use the rubber part?
Use your finger.
It was too big. I didn't pick it up on my nail. And
grow
I
your fingernail and just like.
I just said it doesn't work on my finger. It never worked on my fingernail. I needed precision and I needed a point. So I would use like that kind of stuff. I would, there was this rose my mom had. It was a fake one. It had a stub and I would use that a lot too. I remember that. Pencils, I would use pencils a lot. I don't know why pencils. No, not pencils. I lied. I don't remember what, but it would work. And I don't know why it would work.
Do you guys remember the little program on the DS? It was like flip something. It was like flip note.
Actually.
Yeah, that was really good. It was on the 3D.
I don't know.
It was like the DS Lite.
I remember Labe would show me her fucking collection of fucking flip notes.
Yeah.
I was really bad at them.
Me too. Like yeah. I was really into it because I wanted to be an animator at the time.
Yeah. And I also remember taking it to school, like in middle school. And before school, since like I lived in Kansas, it was always cold outside, so it was like indoor.
Mm.
And so before school, they'd make us all go to the gym and sit in the bleachers or whatever. And so for like 30 minutes, I'd just be there with my neighbors and we'd all bring our DS. And then we'd go on PictoChat and see who's in the chat room in the whole gym. We would just connect and people would just be talking shit and like drawing dicks and stuff.
I love
PictoChat. It was great.
I could never bring my DS anywhere. So there's this guy that we went to. We were going on some field trip for school. It was a grade school. And he brought his thing and everyone was using PictoChat. I'm like, I have a DS, but my mom doesn't let me bring it. And he's like, oh, okay. And I was like, can I? And I kept bugging him to use it. He's like, fine, go ahead and use it. And I was talking to this, like, just people. And then one of the people was like, hey, you're cute. But it was on his account. So I think she was trying to flirt with him. But I was like, haha, you're nice too, or whatever, like, smiley face. And then he's like, can I have it back? And I'm like, dude, no. No. And I was like, who's this? And then I looked over to the person and they were just like, it's typing really fast, but I remember that so vividly because I thought she liked me and I was like, yay, I don't like you, but like just because you like me, I'm gonna like you now. I'm pretty sure she was trying to flirt with that other guy. He was very cool.
But I am the holder of the DS for now.
Now,
did you guys know that like when the DS came out, there was like articles written about how pedophiles would use PictoChat while you're fucking driving in your cars and shit? It's like when my kid's playing the DS in the back seat, there are pedophiles talking to them through PictoChat. And I'm like, the pedophile's gonna be driving with one hand typing out with the other. He's like, trying to keep up with the car. She takes a right. She's like, he's like, fuck.
Tiggy.
Make it Papa Yui.
Papa Yui. He just sits outside.
That's so stupid.
Did I tell you guys about the time my grandma gave me a walkie-talkie and a guy talked to me?
No.
No.
So I swear to God, I've told you guys. I don't know if it was on a podcast, but so my grandma has walkie-talkies. So does my grandpa, but I don't know why they always had walkie-talkies on them. And my grandma, we went to her house one day and she found them. She's like, oh, here, they have batteries in them. You can use them. So we're like, you know what I mean? We got to use this channel for talking about this. We're going to use this channel for talking about, you know, and we're just switching between the channels. We wanted to see how high it went. And then usually it was just like static noise. I don't know what the difference was, but we picked a channel and we heard something and we're like, huh? And then we were like, we're just on it. And they're like, hello. And I was like, hi. And no one else had the other one. And we're like, what the fuck? And then he's like, how old are you? And my grandma heard it and she grabbed it and she's like, you cannot use this anymore. And I was like, why?
That's literally the plot to the first Walking Dead game.
I was like, it was like that, like exactly like that too. Like how, like imagine like Joker, like, you know how I got these scars? It was like that, but like really like rasp, like, how old are you? And I was like, it's so vivid in my head. I imagine this guy, like, you know, like how it shows a cutscene and it shows a guy talking on the phone and it's just his mouth to keep it mysterious. That's what I imagine him, like his old decrepit fingers just like pushing. He's like, how old are you? And he, like, a smile comes up and like his tooth is chipped.
That's and then you're just like, 17. I don't.
I was like four. No. I was like 12, 4? 13 at the time.
It was your grandma fucking with you.
Oh, she was cooking, so I know it wasn't her.
She had a third walkie-talkie. Oh, she was teaching you the importance of stranger danger.
I should have been like, come meet me outside, and then I would go outside, and my grandma would be there with a walkie-talkie ready to beat me, dude. Like, have you seen those shows, speaking of that, that they pay someone to catfish, or not catfish, but like, to the 13-year-old, like, hey, come meet me in the park without your parents or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the kids go there, actually, to the park, and the parents are there. And they're like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you coming over? Have you seen any of those?
Yeah, I
have. Yeah, yeah.
Those are, I saw like, I think it was a Cody Ko video. I don't remember, but it was a video. And the dad comes up and he's like running to her like, what the fuck are you doing? He was
like, the kids with the walkie-talkie like, dad, you're the guy who wants to fuck me?
You want to put it in my butt? I just imagine the guy that was just like talking, it was like very inappropriate, like send pics. And she's like, yeah. He's like, of your feet. It was just showing like the innocent part, but he was actually like a real pervert.
He's like actually grooming this kid. And then he's like walking away. I'm a hero.
I did it, guys.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Sarah,
it's one of those things, you know, like Chris Hansen was a pedophile. That would make me really upset.
That is something that's like a Reddit like conspiracy theory. Have you seen any like Chris Hansen's actually the pedophile that you saw?
No.
I have not.
You know what to do.
It's only they only care about politicians.
God damn it. Run for president already, Chris Hansen, so we get all the dirt on you.
Honestly. The best way to out yourself is to run for president.
Run for president. They'll find anything. And you said N-word once when you were like 3 years old and you didn't know how to say word. I messed up my sentence in the middle of that, but I'm sticking to it. Anyways, I hate that. Isn't it crazy how like once you become like infamous, or just not infamous, but well, I'll say famous. I was trying to use a big word to sound smart. But you become very well known and famous, and people are like, I know everything you did from when you came out of there to like now.
It's really shitty because it's like no one expects to be famous, you know what I mean?
No one does.
But it's like at the same time, it's like if you're gonna pull up something that happened when like let's say we're 15, it's like, yeah, I should have known better. It's like maybe we should have, but the times were different, you know what I mean?
And we didn't.
It's like, yeah. You didn't. You know, I'm a different person now.
And like, hey, 15-year-old, don't say the N-word. Well, you shouldn't say the N-word anyways, regardless. But like, hey, you're going to become president one day. Don't you do this and this to this person because this X and Y is going to connect and you're going to make the Pythagorean's theorem. And you're like, I just learned that. Cool.
It's going to be like, don't say the N-word. You're going to run for office. I'm like, didn't Donald Trump win? Like, you know what I genuinely think about? And I won't like, fuck, I'm going to get political. But the Republican Party, I always thought about, like, you know, I think of like the Mitt Romneys, like the very, like, you know, he's very, you know, calm Mormon white guy when I think about the Republican Party. But with Donald Trump, he's like an actual blabbering idiot, you know, mm-hmm. who is unfiltered. Do you think that the party is just going to change from here on out? Like the people they choose to run
is going to, like, he was a build, I can't even say that, a bumbling like idiot type of thing, like. Or because he actually became a president.
Because he won like pretty easily, you know?
Yeah.
He lost this time, but like I think, you know, I don't know if the public image of the Republican Party is gonna change because of Donald Trump.
Okay.
You know, because like I associate Republicans with Donald Trump because he's their president that they elected. Yeah. You know?
Who was their other like nominee for the Republicans? Was it Ted Cruz, or was that Democrat?
Ted Cruz is Republican. Democrat. He is a super Republican.
And then he's a Zodiac killer. Dead meme.
I forgot about that dude. Ted Cruz is a Zodiac killer.
Dude, Ted Cruz liked to like the porn video that with the porn star looking a lot like his wife.
I forgot that was a thing. That was amazing. Let me tell you, it's not a good video.
It's not. The porn star looked a lot like his wife, though, and that's kind of funny.
Yikes. I was joking about watching the video.
I saw it just to look, and I'm like, well, this is boring.
And as we all know, David knows exactly what Ted Cruz's wife looks like.
It's just well, like he.
I heard that she looked like her, so I Googled Ted Cruz's wife.
She's just watching. She does. She's just like. Yeah, this video sucks. Oh, that's his wife. Oh, wait, no, that just looks like his wife. That's insane.
Yeah. I don't know why David's clapping through all this.
The secret conspiracy. The secret conspiracy is that that porn star was Ted Cruz's wife, and he's just being supportive. He was the first guy to support an OnlyFans star.
The first guy? He's the one that started the OnlyFans crave? The crave? Mm-hmm. The crave?
He was before his time.
He was before his time. And like that, hey, the detention official OnlyFans, me, David, and Craig. Tell him about it, Craig.
What if we just started posting, instead of Patreon, we just posted bonus episodes to OnlyFans?
I would love that. People are like, can you put feet pics? Can you just send bare feet? And it's like, here's some feet pics of Craig.
Of bears. More podcast.
I got a text message the other day, and it made me like the first half. It's one of those where, oh, you got me in the first half, right?
Oh yeah.
So Jeanette messages me because she's been you know, she's doing a lot with her makeup. She wants to do more on Instagram and stuff. And then she's buying dresses and stuff that she likes.
Let's go.
And she wanted me to take pictures of her in her dress because, like, she doesn't want, like, selfies. She wants, like, a picture taken. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, sure. But before she said the dress thing, she's like, can you take pictures of me? And I'm thinking, like, oh, God, here it comes.
The sheets, dude.
Oh, my God. I was like, now I got to pretend I'm okay with this.
I'll do anything for you. Here you go. Here's this really long dress that goes all the way to the floor and even outward toward the floor. Also, it covers up everything, and I have long sleeves, and I'm going to wear this thing over my head. Like, oh, wait, what? I'm so confused.
Yeah, it's like,
and then the next one is just like, never mind. I'm not gonna go into that. That's rude. I'm not gonna do that.
I'll make those jokes. I'll make those jokes.
To the knees, you know, and it has no sleeves. You know, it's a normal dress.
My new favorite thing to do is to, you know, how people have pet names and shit. My thing to do is pick a really uncomfortable object and then like refer to her as such. Aww, and so I was like, oh, you're my little bowl of milk.
Aww. Oh, how are the salami doing?
Yeah, yeah, shit like that. I was like, how's my little rotisserie chicken? She kills me.
I would kiss you very nicely on the cheek because you have a girlfriend.
She was like, I don't like the bowl of milk one.
You could come in your little rotisserie chicken.
I'm kind of tempted to send the message to Randy. Like a hella stupid one.
Read it out right now.
About the OnlyFans?
Just text me right now.
Uh-huh.
What?
So text him about the OnlyFans. Hey, baby, can you take pictures of me?
No.
OnlyFans, do you mind taking a picture? Do it. And then if he freaks out, ooh, that's content. But what's the risk, the stupid text you're going to text him?
Something like what David was saying, most likely?
Yeah.
You're my little bag of olive oil.
I want to see what he would say. But
my little bag of olive oil is really good.
What do you have around? Do you have, ooh, my little Nintendog.
Oh!
That's a good one. You healthy? And then do like the kissing emoji with like the one eye wink.
Like, I love you, I love you, my little Pornhub premium subscription.
I love you, reminder, repay program. I can't even talk or nothing.
Yeah, okay, so wait, there's a lot of suggestions. Which one is the best one?
I like little bag of olive oil.
I also like little bag of olive oil.
I like $10.
Okay.
It's like, what's up, dog? But it's a dog.
It's like, what are you doing? Still recording? It's like, yeah, I'm doing the podcast right now. How's my little bottle of oil?
little
bag of olive oil.
Wait, why do you have a bag of olive oil?
That's the point.
Oh,
it's okay. Like, why do you just have a bowl of milk?
I thought David would literally, no, because you just, never mind, I'll get into it. I thought David literally had a bag of olive oil next to him. I kind of want to know.
Why would I have a bag of olive oil?
Okay, what's the weirdest thing you've had in your room at one point? Nothing like sexual, but like seriously, what's the weirdest thing you've had? While we wait for Maya's results, unless you're
a Twilight Sparkle plush.
He's typing.
Okay. Okay, a Twilight Sparkle plush. I'm guessing that's My Little Pony.
Yes.
It was a gift
for a friend.
At home, she said to him,
wait, what?
Wait, he's typing again? Is his response.
Oh, he sent a dick pic, Maya. Maya. It took you way too long to move your phone.
the Pikachu's tail? Yellow.
What if she looks at it, laughs, shows it to us, and then right as she says, she's like, I think it's time to break up, Maya. It's like, whoa. Oh.
He's like, wait, what? What the fuck?
let him be like, don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Sure, yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that.
How's my little Stromboli cannoli?
I'm gonna do it.
You heard me, my little strawberry. I don't know.
How is my spoonful of frosting?
Story.
Another story. A box of macaroni noodle.
One time I was eating a Cool Whip. You know what I mean?
Cool Whip?
Not Cool Whip, the stupid
Miracle Whip?
Whipped cream. Whipped cream? You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I got lazy and I didn't want to tilt it up and do it, so I went and nothing came out and I was like, nothing came out. I had like a high for like half a second and I was like,
Fucking whip it.
I didn't know. And then I was like, what? And I did it again and I was like, am I getting high? And then I put it upside down and I was like, oh, I was getting high. It's really bad, by the way. It sucks. Don't do it. It's not worth it.
Yeah, you get high for like literally like seconds.
It's not even worth it.
Mm-mm. He said, what the fuck? He said, is this some weird way of telling me you've been cheating on me, or I'm so fucking confused?
Oh, shit, it's you, Randy!
No. This just spirals into him, like, having the story, like, you're cheating on me, you're totally cheating on me, I know you're cheating on me, and then you just sent this, and he's like, I knew it, and you're like, oh, he's joking. He's like, yeah, I'm joking. My little cannoli.
Yeah, you should probably just respond to that as you see fit, Maya.
Yeah, yeah.
How's my little ice cube?
My ice cube from 50 Cent.
You know, if he was watching the podcast, he wouldn't be so confused.
Exactly.
It's lagging right now. I'm just looking at it.
So, Esau said the My Little Pony plush. What about you, David? What's the weirdest object you've had in your room? Nothing sexual.
Weirdest object in my room? Probably these dice.
I love those dice. I really like them.
So that's all I got, really.
You can do that room, Maya, or the other room at your...
That one. I was trying to do a stupid bit.
Yeah, I know, that's why.
My sister. There was a lot of weird stuff in there.
I got nothing weird in there.
That's a mood.
I don't know.
Okay, well, why do you think? Okay, this isn't weird. Okay, you know it's kind of weird. So let me raise my camera. And sorry for the people who are listening through it.
I'm holding it. Ugh. I got a sloth today.
Dude, that's not even bad. That's so ill. It doesn't look like a sloth though. It looks like a bear that they just put a sloth's face over. A sloth face over.
His name is Tony.
It's a cute. Tony the sloth. So for the people who are watching on the stream or on YouTube, you see my wall right there. So that wall, and then that's my dirty clothes. Don't look at that. That wall, this wall too. That wall over there, that's my dirty closet, was filled, not even joking, like corner to corner with action figures in their packages.
Right?
The DC, hold up, let me fix my camera and then continue talking. The DC, it was like these action figures that DC made. Like, if you buy a bunch of them, they come with, like, one part of another part. And they were literally just filled to the wall. Like, end to end, every inch that you could get filled with action figures. Like, thousands of dollars. Mm. And it was just that in this room. And I was just like, what the... And I hung every single one of them up. Insane time. Insane time. Like, you couldn't put your back to the wall because you would break a freaking toy.
They're not mine. So, behind me is, like, my shelves, right? And the shelves are slowly turning into my video topics. So, like, the albums are going to be a part of a video. Like, the bookshelf has Dead Man Wonderland on it. My Final Fantasy game is also back there. It's like memorabilia. And so I had a bit where I, and I'm just going to spoil this bit, if I don't know, it's not going to come out for a while.
We'll forget
where
it.
I was like, I need room for my books, and I throw everything off the shelf, and I broke one of my figures. And literally, my Hajime one from Danganronpa 2. And cringe. I literally looked up and I was like, why did I do that? Why did I do that? Why did I do that?
Please tell me you got it recorded, though.
Yeah, like, no, I did. Yeah. Literally, I have a recording of being like, why the fuck did I do that? Like, I'm not funny. You're not funny.
That's a really good bit. That's something I would do. Like, do something and be like, why the fuck did that? That's not even like funny. Like, this isn't even going in the video, and then cut right there and be like, anyways.
But yeah, so all that shit's going back there. The Dead Man Wonderland video is taking so long to fucking make.
It's a good show.
Because I'm reading it. I'm already past the anime on volume 3.
Wow.
I'm past the anime. I have 10 more to read.
Dude, I really want to. Do you know, Esau, if it ends good or if it's continuous or it ended, right?
So it ended. And I to say the least. Enjoyed the ending. Okay. I don't know how the anime ends.
The anime ends.
But yeah, I did hear that the anime ended dumb.
I don't remember, but I know it's stupid.
And from what I read, people were like, the anime ending is or the manga ending is better.
Okay.
But cool. I never heard it was good.
To be fair, the anime never got an ending, you know?
That's what I heard.
So it's
speaking of anime that never got an ending, No Game, No Life. I'm really glad they canceled that, though.
Game, No Life. That like the brother and sister
pair? Yeah, with the pedophile incest, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. I'm kind of mad.
So quick update. I'm caught up on One Piece.
What the fuck?
Yeah, shit's really good. Shit's
it's so good.
It's so good.
Hey Maya, you don't watch anime, right?
She reads a manga.
You read a manga once?
Some of it.
What'd you read?
It's Dr. Stone.
You're not Maya.
Hold on.
I thought she pulled out a gallon of milk. I'm not gonna lie.
I also thought she pulled out a gallon of milk
because I haven't. Oh. My god.
Remember here. It's the seventh one.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Wish I would have read 1 through 6, but
well, Ben has 1 and 2.
Yes, I have 1 and 2.
I have 3 through 6.
He does have that. It takes me a while to read, especially pictures.
Oh my god. For small story time for this manga. I clearly lent it to Ben and to Maya. Mm-hmm. I lent it to Ben. And then while we were all at Ben's house, Maya just read the entire first one and was like, this is good.
Yeah.
While we were all hanging out.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Ben was like, yeah, I'm on like page like 5 or something.
I was on 10. And I was like, hey, look, you're where I am at. Oh, you're continuing.
I remember picking it up. I was like, what is this? And then I was just like, I'm going to read like the first page. I was like, okay, first page, but wait, I want to know what happens. And so I just kept going and going and going. And I finished it in like, what, an hour?
Two hours? Something like that. It wasn't too long because I think we were doing something after that.
Yeah.
Weren't we recording like Danganronpa?
We might have been actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember.
Bro, that was that was over a year ago. Yeah. Recorded Danganronpa.
Recorded the cutscene just for the first part because I'm dreading the part where I start walking because I'm stupid when I'm walking.
Yeah,
and I know that I am because I remember being stupid because I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be a good video."
And bro, I swear, just like listen to that shit. Be like, if it's not funny, just go straight to the cutscenes again.
That's what I'm gonna do. If it's not funny, I'm gonna go because I know there's this one part where I go to like Ifumi and I'm like, or something, and I'm like, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that.
I would just like just start doing it and just like release episodes. After this ends, I can just give you access to upload yourself. That way, you don't have to just keep like sending them to me.
Okay. Because I know I played that part, so I was like, oh, I guess I'm going to go here. So it's very linear. So it's not like, oh, I'm going to go sporadic. It was very like, make sense.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hi, Becca.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Becca.
Hello.
Yo. Okay.
Hey, Becca, I have 2 questions for you.
Wait, hold on. Is it okay if I join?
Yeah. You and I are sharing a box right now on screen.
Look, the special number, the special 28.
I'm going to be driving, okay?
You can listen until you get home.
All right.
Just drive safe, okay?
Yeah.
Do you guys want me to not talk?
No, you can talk.
Talk if you want. That's fine.
I'm gonna just put y'all in my shirt.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh,
nice.
HR, come here.
David, you can't be happy.
I am
about
legally
this.
Not having fun.
I'm
Maya might she's legally be able to have fun. Yeah.
No, yeah, she's in. Yeah.
They're
wait, what are you guys still recording the podcast?
Yes, the podcast is actually live.
Oh, hello, live. What were your two questions then?
What, my two questions?
Yeah.
Do you have like a nostalgic video game that has like this music that once you hear it, you're just like all these memories flood in?
Yes. I don't know the exact names, but all the Mario games on the Game Boy, all the really old ones.
Oh, yeah.
I would play those with my sister and we'd play them at night because I shared a bed with her. We play them at night, and when my dad would come in to check to see if we were sleeping, we'd pretend we were asleep.
Oh yeah, that's obvious.
I hear that music, I always think of me and my sister playing at night.
Yeah. Is there any other games, or just those Mario ones?
Those more specifically, because I played a lot of the Mario games growing up.
Yeah.
Becca.
Yeah.
Did you ever play Madagascar?
No.
Damn it. God damn it. Leave. Oh my God.
Okay. Bye.
No.
I can't. I'm driving. So even if I wanted to, you guys have to
finish. We were talking about DMCA and how video game, like on Twitch and stuff, now they're giving you a copyright strike if you play certain music on the games that you're playing. And Twitch's response to it was just stop playing the game music. And I was, I wanted to go into that segue and ask those questions because there's so many like games that are nostalgic. And we were talking about the Madagascar game because we all, David, Maya, and me played it. And we were like, hey, let's play it again on the channel, like actually. And I was like, imagine us being like really big YouTubers or really big Twitch streamers and we're replaying the game. And for some reason, this game has like a fucking Sean Paul song or something. I don't know, just a song on there that gets copyrighted. And our entire stream gets down, or our channel gets down on YouTube. Like, that would just suck. And I just wanted to put that, like, that's why I was asking that question.
Mm-hmm.
It's so insane how, like, just beats on a simple game can just mean anything. Like, I know there was this one, was it a SpongeBob game? That was really bad, but I remember the music, and I'm like, every time I hear it, I get really bad anger from it, because I hear it.
Well, you know what other game, actually?
What?
I would play on the Game Boy.
Which one?
The Kim Possible 3 game.
Dude,
I also had that.
Possible. Oh my god, dude!
Kim Possible 3. That one specifically. Every time I hear the music, I'm like, ooh.
I just remember. Also, what are your thoughts on Spider-Man? Just as one, the character, then just the character. What do you think of Spider-Man? Yeah, like the superhero, not like any specific like Spider-Man, like Tobey Maguire or the new Miles Morales one. Just what do you think of Spider-Man? Do you like him? Is he cool?
Yeah.
Did you vibe with him when you were a child?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he was Spider-Man.
Because he was just a Spider-Man, dude. I was asking you. Again, because another thing
there's we're talking nothing, about. Nothing deep about it. He's just Spider-Man.
No, yeah, that's perfectly fine.
True.
I want to talk about it because the new PS5 was coming out and the new Xbox, or they came out, I'm sorry. And I was asking Maya which one she wanted, and she's like, I want the PS5. And I'm like, wow, Xbox like fangirl, she's switching over for the man.
Spider-Man.
For Spider-Man. Wow. He has the effect on women.
Becca, I got a real question for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
How you feeling about the detention merch drop that happened this morning?
Ooh.
Ooh, I want the long sleeve one.
Same. I want the long sleeve.
Long sleeve does look tight.
I want it.
Is the second picture with other words on there available or no?
You mean the one with the Japanese text?
Yeah.
These are available right now.
I didn't see it on the website.
It should be on there. On the back has the D-. Sometimes the lady will be standing backwards for some reason.
No.
So that's what that is.
I'm always scared to get shirts in foreign languages because I'm scared they're gonna say like booty water or something.
But dude, that's kind of funny. The Misfits.
I'm gonna walk on booty water.
There's this like group of YouTubers called the Misfits, and they have the Japanese text on it, and it just says "fuck the police."
That's funny. what's it called? So I double checked and made sure it said detention, and I went to multiple sources and made sure the translation was correct. So I made sure it was detention as in confinement and what's it called? Like, you know, being detained.
Yeah.
And not internment camp. So I made sure that that's what it said.
Oh no.
Yeah, that would have been really bad. Yeah.
Cause I thought about it as I was typing it in, I'm like, I hope this can't be misconstrued.
And I look at the back, I'll go into this not on the podcast, I'll go into it later with you.
Yeah, there's some weird website stuff that I need to fix, but everything is up on
detentionofficial.com.
Detentionofficial.com. Also, Becca's information has also been added there.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right there. Look at that. I'm not looking at it. I was wrong.
I have another column.
Why are they going so fast? Sorry, these people just like flew by me.
You just hear like a terrible crash. I gotta go.
It still says the playground. And so
where does it say that? Oh wait, there's a little thing right there. I forgot to change that. You're right. I guess that's irrelevant now. I don't need that. I'll fix that. But yeah, I was fixing everything today. I got access to the website last night when we were on a call. I was like, oh hey, I have it again.
Yeah.
Still wacky that someone tried to take the fucking website. It's like, why? What purpose did that serve?
You fucking asshole.
Trump trying to shut us down.
Honestly.
We're going to blow up and they know it.
Mm-hmm. Ain't going to talk to nobody.
Bro, why do they look so skinny? Becca needs to chill. What the fuck? Damn, dude. Why does your picture look 10 times better than all of ours? What the fuck?
What?
Nothing.
Maya literally sent one with her in a chef hat.
That's a good picture.
The pictures we sent for the website, you're like in a chef hat, just having a good old time.
I love that picture.
It's a good picture.
I don't have any good pictures of me that anyone's ever taken of me, so
that's a good picture.
What I want to do is eventually when we all have like at least some merch of for the channel, like I want to do like a little photo shoot to have like the banner on the web or on the channel be like detention, and like all five of us will be there, kind of like what Offline TV did. But we can get to that when we get there. But yeah, so the merch is dropped. I really enjoy it. It will go directly into, you know, funding a quote unquote season 3 where we can be in person and all, you know, get to record the podcast together. And it's probably just going to be a better product when we're all together. That being said, I feel like Discord podcasts work better for bonus episodes anyway. And we can record them whenever we record them. I thought it'd be cool to have Maya and Becca record a bonus episode. So I think that'd be fun. And I'll edit it.
No, I'm just kidding.
We just talk shit about David.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, it's like, that's totally what you guys are going to talk about.
It's like, why hasn't he paid me yet? I gave you back all your box tops. But yeah, I'm excited to, you know, get that merch out. And also like the Patreon, getting that rolling. That'll be cool. And, getting that funded because I'm... It'd just be big steps if we can do that. Also, I feel like our videos are the best they've ever been. Yes. You know, they're funny. I thought the Jackbox ones was funny.
That was a funny video.
I'm glad. I was trying to figure out what to do with that video for so long, and I'm like, I'll just fucking try whatever. And
yeah, it was really funny. I really liked it. Also, I lived through it though, so it might be a different type of connection I have to it. So
that's true. But I think it's funny. So I'll edit the rest of those videos whenever I get a chance. And then, you know, I'm working on getting some editing jobs. And if I get those, I'll just put it toward the show. But yeah. So do we have any more topics or questions?
No.
Since I just got off work, can you kind of overview me on what you guys talked about? Maybe I can put some of my opinions in.
The questions Ben asked you are just really it, I think.
We
talked about a few topics, but we talked a lot about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm used to this with deaf people. This happens a lot. So I just filled you in as soon as you came in. I was like, I got you, dude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a cop's pulling someone over.
But it's not, oh, it's me. Oh,
so not today, me. Today, I've been helping Randy like get his license. So I took him out driving in Selma today.
Yeah.
And we were
bad idea. It almost sucks.
We were driving, and you know, on Floral where we go to Walmart.
Okay.
That street right before you, like that street where me and Ed's is.
Okay.
I don't know what that street is. But we were at the light, and then you just see a car go, and we're like, what the fuck? And then you see all like four or five cops like chase after him. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? And then not even like 5 minutes later, his mom calls and he's like, hey, be careful. Like, I know you said you're in Selma, but there's like a high speed chase. And they're going towards Parlier. And I was like, oh, yeah, we saw it. And she's like, really? What?
Where is the chase? I'm going to go, Mom.
She freaked out. And it was y'all so funny. Y'all should have followed me. I'm just kidding.
You know what?
Yeah,
you should.
I was like, yeah, turn right. And then I see the cars, and the police is like, yeah, maybe don't go that way.
You know where you should take him, actually? Reedley. Because if he does his test in Reedley, there's a lot of hidden stops, and the stoplights look stupid there. So
we went there. We went there the other day, but there's a lot of construction there, and I'm scared.
I understand.
It's more worth it. Just go to Blackstone in Fresno.
Oh no!
Because that I got my license there, and they literally took me to a little neighborhood, and I only went 20 miles an hour.
Oh yeah, you told us about that.
Easiest test I've ever taken in my life.
Yeah.
But yeah, Blackstone. It was like my sister is taking her driving classes right now. And she has the same teacher I did. She's like, it was really pleasant. But when I took the class, it was like, I hated it because every time I would start driving, the fucking instructor would hit the brakes and be like, stop, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, I'm looking back and I'm like, I don't even think I'm like a bad driver. I think I'm okay driver.
Yeah,
he's okay.
I have my moments.
Drive, they actually let you drive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you going to learn?
They didn't do that where I'm from.
What the fuck? That's why. Sorry, you honked your horn. You're like, get out of the way!
I was walking my car. No, like, we don't have a driver's, like, class. Like, we have a driver's ed where we learn the rule, but that's it. They don't have a driver's training.
I don't think they have it at our high school.
Either. No, they don't. We had I did, like, a third party.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's where I was confused. Yeah. I thought it was your high school.
We used to have it back in the day.
My mom kept insisting, they have driver's ed. They have not.
Yeah.
Nope, they don't. And yes, they do. And I'm like, look at the classes. Where is it? It's called driving. It's called something else. You're probably not looking right. I'm like, where is it? And they're like, oh, they don't have it. I'm like, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
my parents were saying that too.
Yeah, I was saying.
It's like they're old. They don't know.
And my mom got mad because she was like, they used to have it. And I'm like, they used to also have high pregnancy rates. and then I was like, get it? Because you had me at 16.
Yeah. Get it? Because I'm here. Hey, Mom. Mom. Mom.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. I don't got any more topics.
I have one. So if you could relive any game, like you forget everything about it and you get to play it again.
Okay.
And experience it for the very first time all over again.
Like right now or like when I played it?
Like you can experience it again right now. Like you forget ever playing it.
Didn't play. Like I watched someone play. Does that count or does that have to be a game that I played?
You're breaking up, Becca. Did you say like watching someone play or play it yourself?
Either or, frankly. Any memory you have of a game.
Yeah.
I know what mine would be.
I know mine already, yeah.
What's yours?
Yeah, you guys go.
Mine's Danganronpa. Like,
okay.
Just because like one? That's all of them.
Okay, fair enough.
Because like that's a game where like after you play it, like you can play it again and get like new context, but like it's about solving mysteries, and if you know the mystery, it's a little different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's still fun. Like I still enjoy playing it with you guys. I would like to relive some of the twists. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So that's fine.
For me, it would definitely be Nier Automata. I go over this all the time, but the story just blew me away when I played through it, and it kicked off like just an obsession I had with it. Like I'm still obsessed with it 4 years after I played it. I never shut up about it.
Can I change
David, my I want my copy back.
Okay. Can I change my answer, though?
No.
Yeah.
To Kingdom Hearts, that way I never finish it.
Mm.
Oh, dude. You said Kingdom Hearts, and I got bad flashbacks.
I got backlash from hitting that car.
It's like, I hate that game. It's my favorite game.
You know what? I'm going to stick to Old Faithful and say okay, Matt, Cars.
Okay. I thought you were just mad about that. I was like, you shut up.
Oh, Final Fantasy IX was also an awesome experience this year. So
you got to pick.
Well, to be fair, you experienced it pretty recently.
Yeah, and I just wish I could do it again. It's like, Final Fantasy IX is probably like my second favorite game now.
I think right now I would do either Sly 3 right. or Wind Waker.
No, wait.
Huh?
I'm going to throw it back. Barnyard on the PS2.
Ew, that game sucked. I'm just kidding. I didn't have that game. I don't know.
I had that game. It was hella fun. It was just like a free world. Like, yeah. You could go anywhere and like do like little mini games. Yeah. That shit was tight.
But I want to do Sly 3 because I want to see if that game's actually good because I think a lot of people don't like it. But the reason I fell in love with it is because you go to all the old people you defeated before to have this one final task or burglary to get all your shit back.
Mm.
And so you're relearning a lot of things and you're it's a lot of character development between the characters that you defeated, as well as you learning their abilities and being able to use them. And the movement in that game is very cool. The powers in the game is very cool. And you're a thief. It's like a Robin Hood type of thing, but it's so fun to me. And I remember that game very vividly because of all the characters that were in there. I don't know. I just really, really liked it. So I would like to experience that again just to see what it's like as an old person now. And just to play it again because I wish I didn't fucking break it because I'm stupid.
I really want to relive Sonic 06.
No.
I would love to relive it with you.
Yeah, we're going to do that Let's Play. It's going to happen.
Eventually, at some point.
Maybe. I do want to experiment with like two-person Let's Plays.
Oh.
Yeah.
That way, like, if you guys like, cause, like, we do like the, you know, the Valorant stuff. It's fun, but I also really love traditional couch play, like Let's Plays.
Yeah.
And we can recreate some of those on like fucking, you know, legally streaming the games to each other. Of course.
Like I use my Elgato to go on my thingy on Discord and share it with you.
Exactly. So I want to do like, you know, Sonic 06, and I'll definitely like, we're going to setting that up because I really want to fucking experience that. And then, you know, we like Maya's got Cars 2. Cars as well.
Yes, you better say Cars as well because Cars 2 is stupid.
Trash.
Cars 1. Exactly.
Yeah, Cars
and
is
it was
cool.
Also, it was Madagascar.
Exactly.
Okay, we are doing Madagascar. Yeah.
One. That's right. Yes.
So look forward to Madagascar and Sonic 06 in the future.
And Cars 1.
On the DS.
And Kim Possible 3.
Wait, we were talking about the same cars, right? Like, it's like...
Yeah.
With Ka-Chow?
No, like the same game. It's not just racing. It's like you can go like...
It's the Ka-Chow one.
Well, the problem with Cars is that was released on literally every fucking console. Like,
yeah, it was a premium hit on 360. Even I played it.
Yeah, it was on 360, regular Xbox, Wii, GameCube, Game Boy.
I know, but I'm talking about like the gameplay, right? Like, it's not just like you go through the races or whatever. You can like actually roam the world.
Yeah, it was an open world. Yeah.
But okay, there's so many versions of it that like there's a good chance we all played different fucking games.
Mm.
Well, they were similar though. It's not like they were all like completely different.
Well, the Game Boy version was just way fucking different.
Yeah, but none of us played the Game Boy one.
It's the Game Boy, dude. All the games are different.
You'd be surprised because like when you have a game releasing on the Xbox 360 and the fucking GameCube, you know.
Yeah.
There'll be like jarring differences.
At the same time?
Yeah, I swear.
That's insane to think. Hold on,
I'll be right back.
Cars got released fucking everywhere.
I know, but like the 360 and the GameCube came out. I know the GameCube came out first because it was Xbox around there, but they kept it until the Wii.
Mm.
I don't know how long that drought was.
There were a lot of games that released cross-platform around that time. Like I know Dragon Ball, Budokai, Tenkaichi 2. got released on PlayStation 2 as well as the Wii.
Raging Blast 2. My fucking cup of joke.
I was spoiled because I didn't like Raging Blast 2 only because I thought Tenkaichi 3 was way better. Yeah.
Yeah. So from Madagascar, we're talking about this one, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I have that for the GameCube.
Yeah, I have it for the PlayStation. Jesus, you think we're stupid?
Yeah, I'm hella down to play it though.
I am too. Does it work?
Yep.
Well, let's go.
We gotta look into we can either do it like regular or no, because mine wants to play it, so we gotta look into getting my capture card.
Dude, just
well,
give
I
me
can't
it.
Play it because I don't have a like the OG Xbox.
Okay, you give it's me not, it.
You can't play it on the
you need a stronger system.
You can't play it on 360?
No, it's not compatible.
That sucks.
Because it's so old.
You have your Wii still, right? No, you have your Wii, right?
Yeah.
I have the GameCube. I can just I have GameCube version. I can put it in the Wii.
There you go. I'll just give you the 50-cent Xbox, dude.
Oh, Ben has his Xbox as well. But we need a capture card for Maya.
Don't you have one? Just lend it to her, dude.
Mine is plugged into wires in my computer, and that shit is not coming out. But
hell yeah.
Actually, I can take it out, but I would need the wires. No, you don't. If you get me two HDMIs and the proper USB, then fuck it. Yeah, I'll bring it.
I feel like this.
Well, there you go.
Episode's coming to an end now. It's a pretty good episode. I really liked this episode.
I was also a big fan of this episode. And while you do that, I think we can talk about Buzzsprout.
Talk about Buzzsprout.
So with our Buzzsprout affiliate link, you can support the show directly. If you want to start your own podcast, Buzzsprout is the way to go. I use Buzzsprout to put us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts, we'll be on there because of we use Buzzsprout. If you sign up with Buzzsprout using our affiliate link, you'll get a $20 Amazon gift card, and it directly supports us. So if you want to start your own podcast, it's a good way to do it. And it's really affordable too. I'm able to afford it and I'm broke as fuck. So, yeah, so there's that Patreon, patreon.com/detention. With Patreon, you get a multitude of perks. The first one being for just only a dollar, you will get every episode as soon as it is done being edited, most likely Tuesday. And that also goes for the video podcasts, which usually go out on Fridays. But if it's finished early, you will get the link to it earlier. It will be unlisted.
Hell yeah.
So that's the $1 tier. For $5, you get your name read out at the end of the episode, which you will do in a second. But you also get access to any bonus episodes that we get, as well as the early episodes when they are done being edited. And the bonus episodes are just for you guys. And yeah, only you guys. No one else will ever see them, ever. And also working on getting an RSS feed for the bonus episodes to be inside included with the regular episodes. That way you guys can put it into any of your podcast apps and you can listen to bonus episodes in your podcast apps. The $10 tier, you get everything I already talked about, as well as a personalized message read at the end of each episode, which we will do right now. Our patrons, Jeanette Lamelli Sanchez and Ruben Mejia. And Ruben's shout out was, I'm looking it up right now because I have it on my phone.
He called his girlfriend Gillette.
I called her Gillette.
Dude, call her that. That's her nickname now. Her pet name.
If you only offer not a razor, an overpriced
razor. Oh, my little Gillette.
He said, Ruben says, shout out to Sanger. So,
shout out Sanger. Woo.
Ooh, we got someone at Sanger in the chat.
Shout out.
Sanger Binger.
So that's Ruben's shout out. Thanks for paying us $10 for that. And one thing, yeah. Disclaimer about the $10 tier, if it happens to grow, I will space out the frequency of how much you guys get shout outs read, but you guys will get like any personal message you want as long as it's in reason, and I will spread them out within the month. Let's say it gets to be huge. But if it's only a little bit of you guys every week. So that's Patreon. The third thing is our shirts, detentionofficial.com. The shop is up there. You guys can get our shirts. It's they look really cool, and I can't wait to, you know, get one for myself. And if you guys get them, tweet it at us and show us that you're wearing them, because that shit, I think the shirts and the long sleeves look pretty sick.
They're fire.
Mm-hmm. They directly help us pay for, you know, our new equipment that we want to get. And, you know, once we get that equipment, I'm going to lock these designs away. They will be only for people who bought it before we, you know, were able to fund it.
Pog.
Yep. So thanks you guys so much for watching. And Esau, hit him with the outro.
With the song?
Yeah, song suggestion.
After our song suggestions, you silly idiot.
Yeah,
your song
suggestion. Yeah.
You fucking moron. Yeah. Mine is going to be a weeb song.
It is.
Hacking into the gate, a symphonic version, because I like symphonic stuff. Like
right.
And Hacking into the Gate is the it's the intro to Steins Gate, which is quite possibly my most favorite anime of all
time. That hurt. Hi.
The story of how I ended up there is quite the story.
Anyway. My song is KK Cruisin' from Animal Crossing by Hyper Potions and Game Chomps. Because I was on stream and I really wanted music and I just listened to the DDR music and I was like, I'm done. And then I listened to my playlist on Spotify and I was like, is there any other? And this song just, it vibed with me. It's so good. It's so good, but I recommend this whole entire playlist. It's bangers, bangers.
My song was Where's the Love by the Black Eyed Peas.
Cool.
Great.
Yeah. I like that song.
I chose the song Need It Out My Head by Lee V and Aerospace.
Is it because you like it?
Aerospace's verse is just as cold as fuck. So,
It's chilly.
My song is Give Me Love by Joji.
That's a good song.
Oh, you listen to Joji? Cool.
Also, if you guys look up the playlist on Spotify, it'll be easier to find now because I finally changed the playlist cover. So
I noticed that. Yeah.
Look for the detention logo.
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
My other goal.
Fine. Oh, shit, I wasn't muted for that. Anyway, thank you guys for watching our lovely podcast. Thank you, Becca, for showing up. We actually did not expect her to show up, and I'm glad you did.
I didn't expect to show up either. They're like, I'm going to need you to clock out early. And I was like, okay.
Oh, no.
We're on off right now.
I was like, don't get me. I'm just kidding.
Check out David and Ben's Twitches. David's an affiliate, and Ben is most an affiliate.
It's either you are or you're not.
Check out my YouTube. I promise. Tomorrow there will be an episode.
Oh, sweet! Can't wait.
I promise.
Retweet my tweets because I'm funny.
Howdy, howdy, howdy!
Check out our Patreon. That really helped go straight to us, and it kind of actually helps us do what we're trying to do, and maybe even get to something bigger. Yep. Buzzsprout affiliate. It's another way to support us. Check out our Twitters for anyone who doesn't have a YouTube channel or a Twitch channel. Maya, Becca, specifically, send them weird shit. They love it. I promise.
Yeah, I like to. I'm
just kidding. There you go. We're not going to choose on any way that you watch us on, and we would greatly appreciate that. We guys will see you guys next week, except for Maya.
Bye.
Anyway.
Bye.
Disclaimer.